Alaska Climate Action Network organizer Elaine Schroeder is passing out a rainbow of signs to people arriving at the rally. Handwritten slogans and splashes of yellow and blue.
Let's take a look at them. This says, Alaska Moms for a Renewable Future. There is no creature more dangerous than a mother bear protecting her cubs. So that's one of our more adorable signs. But come over
Shell's
here
massive
me.
Oil rig, the Polar Pioneer, is now sailing to the Chukchi Sea. In May, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management gave conditional approval to the company to start exploratory drilling this summer off Alaska's Arctic coast.
And we're saying no to Shell. You've got to keep the oil in the ground. What we're talking about here is extreme extractions.
Concerns from environmental groups include the likelihood of a spill, the impact on coastal native communities, and climate change.
We want renewable energy sources, and that's what our money should be going for.
In a statement, the Bureau on Ocean Energy Management says the Polar Pioneer will meet rigorous safety standards during its exploration. Some of the signs at the rally are taped to kayak paddles, a nod to the kayaktivist in Seattle. Lorena Guillen and her husband are Seattleites on vacation.
We're trying to see the glaciers before they disappear.
They were active in the protests down south, but weren't expecting to spend their trip this way. Then they saw a flyer in a heritage coffee shop.
It was like, yes, this is exactly the fight we need to continue and to not give up.
Mid-rally, a car swerves into a handicap spot. The vehicle has a large wood and paper structure strapped to the top. Elaine Schroeder explains.
Right now, what just drove by was a replica of the Polar Pioneer. Only we call it the Polar Profiteer rather than the Polar Pioneer.
Schroeder says the Polar Profiteer will make another appearance at the 4th of July parade, but the group hopes the Polar Pioneer doesn't make it to its next destination. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.